What if I told you weight loss is not about willpower, cutting carbs, or working harder in the gym, but instead comes down to flipping a specific switch in your body, one that helps flush out unnecessary calories? Heart surgeon and nutrition expert Dr. Stephen Gundry is revealing a new, simple, but insanely effective way to help get a slim, energized, and healthy body with no deprivation, restrictions, or fads. MCT Wellness can help you flip that switch yourself from the comfort of your own home. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. All you do is add a scoop to water and enjoy. Help unlock your body's potential by going to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
I mean, have you guys ever thought about what it would be like to be in someone else's
transfer
body?
Transfer consciousness? No. Only I hate to go this route immediately at the start of this, but I'm confronted with it frequently through pornography. So a porn trend that I find fascinating that it's a trend, but not something that I am interested in. Is like, oh, I'm in a woman's body now.
That's a porn trend?
Wait, what?
It's a trend. Wow. You don't see it in like a lot of, I guess, quote unquote mainstream, but you do see it on the like fringe sites where people are like
so
making
not
porn
POV.
In their house.
So this is not POV you're talking about.
It is POV. Yeah, sure. It is and can sometimes be POV.
But
sure.
It's POV from wait. So
but
it's,
the idea is that a man has been transferred into a woman's body, and then he's like, yes. I can touch myself.
Yeah, 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 like that.
That's
like
weird. That. And I'm sorry. Sorry.
I mean. I know it's like I don't want to be like this.
I also think it's funny we're not allowed to say like something's weird anymore. We're like, you know what I mean? It's like kink shaming or whatever. But sometimes I'm like, can I just say that that's weird?
I just find it. I mean, I bring it up because I'm just like, what is like? Where does that come from? Like, what is that about? Like, it's.
Oh, James, can I ask a question? Hold on.
Yeah, please ask. I'll answer whatever I can.
I'm only okay because I've seen POV. I've seen POV, but this is now from the perspective of the woman. But now, if I was watching one of these videos, would I be watching a man have sex with me then?
As far as what I have gleaned, because again, I truly don't watch them. I truly don't watch them, so I can't. And if there's anyone listening who like knows in greater detail, but I'll see like a trailer or whatever. I'll be like, oh, this one looks interesting, and then it'll be like, oh no, I'm watching. I don't understand, you know. So, but I will say, to answer your specific question, is it flips? It depends on. You know, the video and specifically what you want, but like sometimes it'll be like, oh, I'm in someone else's body, me being the viewer. And then other times it's like your friend, it's the Black Mirror thing. Your friend is in a woman's body, and now it's your friend knows you more than you know yourself. And so now you are, you know,
So it's like VR is what. Yo, listen. I respect.
It's not like VR. It's like magic, or it's like, you know, it's like it's supposed to be real in the context
but the thing is, it's like the fantasy. Like it's like people are like, oh, the fantasy is if I could be in a hot woman's body, I could then touch myself. Like I can please myself because
I can then touch myself or.
It is so different. You don't want to touch us. You want to.
Some people do. I mean,
people do touch themselves. Obviously, that's why people watch porn.
But if you're watching a beautiful woman, the point. No, again, everyone's there. I hear.
But no. But you have the it. It's what's inside.
Okay.
No, I actually mean, no,
finish
I mean.
That. Yeah, what's inside, Bray? Finish that.
It's like, it's not about, you know, seeing a beautiful woman. It's not even about thinking about another man's consciousness. Like, you have the beautiful body, so it's what's inside.
Okay, well.
That's the fantasy. The fantasy, you know what I mean?
You know, you save that in a way that
the I'm fantasy like, you know is what? About it. You know
you
what
save
I mean?
That in a way, I'm not even gonna say nothing else. You did it. You saved it.
Yeah,
you
it's know? What's inside.
You said it again. All right.
I mean, this is a perfect transition, guys. Let's start the show.
Jonathan Raylock, James the Third, Drum Milligan.
All right. Welcome to Black Men Can't Jump in Hollywood.
Hollywood City.
Wait. Okay, if I go inside Ruben's body, do I get to say the N-word?
Yeah. That is a line.
That's a line I chose to go with.
No, that's probably one of the best ones, honestly.
You know? Certainly a line in the film.
Probably there's some good ones. All right, guys. Welcome to the podcast. Thanks for listening. We are glad to have you here. Now, if you're here for the first time, wow, incredible. How did you find us? We can't hear you when you answer that, but we'd love to know.
But how did you find us? Tell us.
How? We're a niche podcast. We're a niche podcast because we talk about the films of leading Black actors in the context of race and diversity in Hollywood. And then sometimes we talk about films that, you know, technically have Black people in it, but maybe they're not really the lead, which I think is the case of this film. But you know what? That's okay. Cause you know, we're trying to branch out sometimes, and sometimes we get got, and did we get got by this one? Not necessarily. We kind of knew.
Yeah. I'm not quite sure we got by
also,
this.
Also happy
one.
Halloween. If you're listening to this on the day that it comes out, that's crazy.
Yeah. Maybe we are, this is actually, we're in costume as a podcast that just reviews movies, you know,
movies,
just reviews movies. Yeah. We don't have to talk about them or they don't have to have leading Black actors in them. We don't have to talk about them within the context of race and diversity in Hollywood. Our costume is, we're like a, just like a movie review podcast. That's the costume.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the costume. That's a good costume.
What if we got to be a movie review podcast that got to review any movie they wanted?
Wow.
That's where we are.
Wow, what would that be like?
You may be asking yourself, wow, there's three incredible voices on this show, but I don't know who's who. That's a great
ever
question.
Ask that? Like ever?
Yeah, they do. They're like, I don't know. I don't want to know who is who, you know, and obviously kind of apt for this episode because who is
yeah,
who?
Yeah, who is who?
That is the question. Well, this is the voice that sounds like you know, someone who really loves comic books, actually has written some comic books, you know,
who's
a new father.
Hilarious.
Has a beautiful beautiful
hilarious.
Baby girl. You know, really loves right has
hold
written on a
wait.
Couple of kids shows, you know,
this
the voice
like,
it sounds
wait,
that sound you know what I mean? Wears glasses. This is the voice
wears
of Jonathan Braylock.
Glasses. Yo, first off, wow.
This is James. This is James the Third.
I want no parts of this.
Yeah, this is James the Third.
This voice is the voice that you rarely get to hear without a wonderful
rarely
opinion, you know? Like his voice is so passionate, you know what I mean? And sometimes you know, you're like, man, is this guy a swap? Is this guy like a Spike Lee dude? This is the voice of Gerard Milligan.
Okay, all right. You were describing yourself. Okay. All right. This voice who maybe sounds like he's, you know, like he's about to explain something that like is like really exciting and like really invested in the conversation, but perhaps he's actually throwing to he's doing a bit that he does all the time, a voice that is a huge fan of improv, absolutely loves improv, is at the improv theaters, all of the time, you know, is currently playing in This Is She on, oh, wait. On Herald Night. Okay. This voice is Jonathan Braylock.
I'm surprised you didn't add, like, you know, this voice sounds like it'll call the cops or, like, you know.
this voice who sounds like it went to NYU.
The NYU.
Now, we are reviewing the film. It's What's Inside. This is a Netflix film. Just came out this year. It is, you know, it's like a thriller, comedy, sci-fi-ish movie. It was directed by Greg Jardin. I think this is his first feature.
Also did the, like, edited and effects or some other. He did another.
Oh, that makes sense.
He had another card.
He wrote it, too.
In the beginning, yeah.
And it stars a bunch of people, you know, technically Brittany O'Grady,
the Barack James, Obama guy.
I would argue that James Morosini is maybe our actual main character. He's certainly in the film a lot. Gavin Leatherwood, Nina Bloomgarden, Alicia Debenham Carey, all these young people. Raina Hardesty, Devin Terrell, David Thompson.
This is a young movie. How old is this writer director?
But they're all supposed to be.
Yeah, they ain't that young.
No, I know, but I'm saying, but I mean, they're all supposed to be 30. Like, I reflect on the time that this movie is focused on. So it's, you know, the vibes, you know, it's very vibey, this movie.
It is definitely a vibey movie.
Oh, look at this. This guy, the guy who played Forbes, he was in Fear Street Part 1, which we reviewed on this podcast.
Right.
I don't really remember him. But yeah,
but I thought I recognized him, and I looked it up, and I saw that, and so I think that has to be what I felt like.
Yeah, he was Ryan Torres in Fear Street Part 1. But I don't. Wait, was somebody else in Fear Street? The guy who played Forbes.
Somebody else in this movie.
David has done a couple of Netflix things now. Again, I don't know him well, but he definitely was in Sheila's.
Yeah, David Thompson.
Yeah, he was in Sheila's though.
And Brittany O'Grady. Was in The White Lotus.
Oh, he was in Sheila's? I wonder if I randomly met him once.
You might have met him because he's definitely a Sheila kid. So he was there for sure.
So, okay. I just, man, I have a lot of thoughts. Okay. Anything else we need to say? Oh, Rotten Tomatoes. This film currently has a 77% on Rotten Tomatoes, 70% audience score. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly. So why should payday? The money you earn can be in your hands today with Earnin.
Yes, just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck.
Y'all, there are all kinds of reasons why you might need your money now. Me personally, I got a little one, and centers are expensive. You know what I'm saying? So I can't be waiting for my check. I can't wait 2-3 weeks for my check. I need the money today. I need it now. So you know what I mean? You got to get that Earnin app.
Speaking of, download Earnin today, spelled EARNIN, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Jump under podcast when you sign up. It'll really help the show. Jump under podcast.
Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank. Subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location, see earnin.com/DOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Hey guys, this podcast is sponsored by Uncommon Goods.
Ooh.
Spark something uncommon this holiday with just the right gift from Uncommon Goods.
Y'all know it's holiday season right now, okay? Uncommon Goods makes it less stressful with incredible hand-picked gifts for everyone on your list. It's all in one spot.
Yes, and when you shop Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses, y'all. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they all sell out this holiday season.
And I love handcrafted products because here's the thing about Uncommon Goods. When you have, you know, a holiday gift that you want to give somebody, you don't want to give them something that's so generic or just, you know, you want it to feel special, right? Like with the maybe like a cool origin story or like, I don't know, like an ornament that you thought of specifically for that person. Ooh. And that's what I love about Uncommon Goods. They have products that are high quality, unique, and they're often handmade in the US, which is incredible.
And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. So to get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/Hollywood. That's uncommongoods.com/Hollywood for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Ooh.
These goods are not common. Get them while they hot.
What if I told you weight loss is not about willpower, cutting carbs, or working harder in the gym, but instead comes down to flipping a specific switch in your body, one that helps flush out unnecessary calories? Heart surgeon and nutrition expert Dr. Stephen Gundry is revealing a new, simple, but insanely effective way to help get a slim, energized, and healthy body with no deprivation, restrictions, or fads. MCT Wellness can help you flip that switch yourself from the comfort of your own home. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. All you do is add a scoop to water and enjoy. Help unlock your body's potential by going to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
I can start.
All right, yeah, started. Absolutely. But yeah, go ahead.
I got to be honest with you guys. I think I love this movie.
Hot take?
I do.
Hot take?
Okay, this is what stood out to me. When I first started watching this movie, I was like, this director, I'm with it. I'm with what this director is doing. This is very specific style, but I was down with it. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed how they set a lot of things up, like the thing with like the picture and the colors and then using the colors to show who was actually who and who's whose body and that kind of thing. Thought that was really fun. I thought the script was like well done. The casting threw me off a bit. And I just want to say this quick thing.
Oh no.
I feel like it's crazy, but this is movies. I understand that this is movies, but it does annoy me when like someone who is objectively hot is supposed to not be hot in a movie.
I said the same thing.
And then supposed to look at another person like they're hot. But I'm like, the only reason I know that this person is supposed to be hotter than this person is because you're telling me that that's what it's supposed to be, not because that's what it is in real life. And I will say this to solidify my stance on this. Brittany O'Grady, who is supposed to be the one who is not as hot, apparently, is literally in The White Lotus, the thing that she is famous for, plays a hot girl who is a mean hot girl. So I just, that in and of itself was, I just threw me off. And I was just like, I wish movies didn't have to just cast attractive people all the time and could just cast like real people, looking people. You know what I mean? Like how different would I have felt about this movie if, and this has nothing to do with Brittany O'Grady's acting, but it's just like if Brittany O'Grady's character was played by someone who just looked like a normal person and not a hot girl, it just would be so much more interesting. So that's the only thing that did annoy me about this. But I really did like everything else. Like I just thought it was very inventive. Like I thought it was fun. I thought they explored the premise pretty well. Like there's not necessarily a lot of twists and turns, but I didn't feel like I was ahead of the movie really. I didn't necessarily know where it was going. And it was like, yeah, it was just like, it was entertaining. I thought this movie was really entertaining. And I don't, you know, I guess I don't have anything else to say, but I thought it was really fun. I enjoyed it. So that's what I'll say. The only other thing I'll say is, you know, this movie this movie barely touches on race. Definitely doesn't start black. It doesn't start black people. I'm sorry. Okay, bye.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with everything Bray just said. This movie's great. I think it's a great movie. Really fun, really thrilling. I love I love the writing. I love the style. I love all of the different sort of ways that storytelling evolves throughout. Really, really, really fun. Within the context of this podcast, I struggle because, yeah, it doesn't star black people. It doesn't star black people. And so then in thinking about it within the context of race, I struggle to talk about it from that perspective. I start to think about like types of black people, and I feel like I start falling into potentially racist territory when I want to talk about it from that, through that lens. So I'm not going to, yeah, I mean, I think that's the biggest hurdle for me. The movie itself, I think is great. And I also found it, I find it interesting that the biggest thing we latch on to with the being in other bodies is like, there's like a lot of like, who's gonna have sex with who, going back to the porn thing that I was saying in the beginning, that like, it's, that becomes like one of the first things that happens once people are in other people's bodies. To Bray's point about how hot Brittany O'Grady is, I sort of took it as, I haven't seen White, I saw like maybe the first episode of the first season of White Lotus, maybe the first couple. And so I don't know if like it's because I wasn't influenced by that or what. It's not that I don't find Brittany attractive, but I sort of saw it as like she didn't feel valued in her. I saw it more as like she didn't feel in her relationship, and not so much like she's,
yeah,
you know, she's not hot, or even she's not as hot as the character who Cyrus pined for. But I saw it as like she just felt like she felt like she was always in competition or something like that. But like, yeah, I mean, I guess I also just agree that I wish movies cast people rather than being like, let's go for the hot person. Nothing wrong with that, though. I thought Brittany did a good job.
Yeah.
All right. That's it.
I have something to say about that, but I want to let you rock.
No, yeah, please.
I love what this director did stylistically. I thought it like looked cool from the very beginning. I was like, this is a very stylized movie from the cuts. I mean, honestly, cinematography. I ain't like the movie, though, but.
Oh, really?
No, I didn't enjoy it at all, actually. I watched it with Carr, and it ended in Carr goes, I don't like this. And you know what? I just think it wasn't for me. You know what I mean? Like, I think the director did a really good job. I think I was having a hard time either keeping up or I probably wasn't keeping up. I'm pretty sure it was clear. I think I didn't care about anybody. So like the inner workings, I didn't care about. I pulled the Bray lock very early on, which I never do. I realized what was happening very early. Like,
oh, did you? Oh, that's cool.
Moment,
oh.
And I don't. The only way I can personally tell when stuff like that happens, if it's a celebrity. But I feel like if I'm watching a movie with Braylock could be like, this is what it is. 10 minutes. Him and Rachel can do that. Like 10, 15 minutes. The moment that flashback happened, I knew. The flashback. The moment the flashback happened, I knew. I knew exactly what was going down in that flashback.
All I thought was, huh, something's up with that sister. That's all. That was the only thought I had.
I knew something was up with the story. Something's up with this story.
I knew something was up with the story. The only reason I didn't suspect the twist in the movie is because it just felt like Forbes had enough justification to be doing
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I would be like, hell yeah, this dude wants revenge. They, yeah. they got him kicked out of school. They like, yeah. they trashed his sister. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
true.
But yeah, okay.
But again, cool. And again, it, that's crazy. I'm not saying it was, it was not bad. Like, I think it was super creative. I mean, the fact that this all takes place at one location for most of the movie is great. Also, yeah. I agree with Bray, and I guess what you said, James, the fact that this movie started off with one of the most attractive women ever in lingerie, and like, and again, I'm not saying her boyfriend has to want to hook up with her, because I do understand, like, you know, you've been hooking up with somebody for 9 years.
Somebody else. It ain't even that. He wanted somebody else.
Yep. And I get that. And I get that. But the fact that you're telling me this woman is like not attractive throughout this movie, and like she's looking at this like, and the only thing is, the blonde girl is just, she just dresses sexy. Yeah, like that is
exactly.
She just dresses sexy. And then they cut the photos of her and she's looking all cute. I'm like, I don't believe this. Y'all didn't even do the corny thing the 90s used to do, which is like put glasses on her or something. Like,
but again,
y'all just,
did they try to make her unattractive? I really don't even, I don't even buy that.
James,
in the
here's
movie.
What, I don't know, man. Here's what it was. This is what it was for me. She was so insecure. Now, I'm not saying attractive people can't be insecure. Obviously they can. But the way that she was insecure was as they like showed her Instagram account, like she had no followers on Instagram. Like they showed, like she kept saying, like, are you not attracted to me, to him, right?
Yeah.
She, when she was in the other girl's body, before she knew that her boyfriend liked this other girl, she was in the other girl's body looking at her, like admiring the beauty of this new body
in. She did know. She knew the whole time. She knew the whole time. So in her first line in the movie is, oh, hey, whatever the thing is. That is the caption from that girl's posts. The whole movie, she has felt like for eight years, she has felt like that girl was who Cyrus wants to be with. She when she was doing the role play in the beginning, she was doing the role play as her.
But I guess there's two ways you can look at that. You can look at it as she knew this whole time, but then the reason that I question that is because when we find out this information, she doesn't say like, I've known you liked her this whole time. What the other way you can interpret it is that she has been jealous of Nikki for a long time. That she's been jealous of this other girl because she goes like, she says all this stuff of like, all you do is post on Instagram, blah, blah, blah. But clearly she is jealous of this girl. And if you're saying she was only jealous because she thinks her boyfriend liked her, like, no, I guess that could make sense. But like, I don't know. I felt like
every time they showed her pictures, you would see his handle. He had liked, like we saw the one fire.
We also saw
that his handle had liked it every time. Maybe I just keyed into that. Maybe I locked into that early.
But she was going through this, all this girl's Instagram posts. Like, mm-hmm. She was clearly jealous of that girl for a lot of reasons. I don't know. I guess the other thing too that was weird was like, we never got anybody else talking about like her being attractive. I don't know. I just felt like they were all attractive. Like, it just, also like we never,
yeah, everybody was hot.
Maybe this is a problem with the movie. I guess we'll get into it. It's like, why does she like this guy so much? Anyway,
I have no clue. It just felt like there was no, I think the thing I was having is like, there was nothing about any of the people that made me care about them. Like, there wasn't enough backstory, I guess. Like, I didn't, this movie, the opening of the movie, I was like, are we ready for the opening? Sorry, I don't want to jump.
Yeah, we're in opening.
It's like
the opening
is
with the Polaroid thing, or after
with the
that?
The first scene with the wig.
Okay,
like her and lingerie in the wig. The boyfriend is in the room. He thinks his girlfriend is going on the run, so he decides to go on one of his favorite porn sites. She puts on the wig.
There are several.
Yeah, there's a lot of tabs. He's got a lot of porn tabs open.
My man got mad tabs open.
No, listen. I'm going to defend my man here. It's like, if you're going to go on, you got to figure out which video you're going to watch, okay? You got to figure out which video you're going to watch. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
like,
so he has several porn sites up, tabs open, but the other thing, the first video he's looking at is Nikki's Instagram.
Oh, right. Right. Yeah. Right. And then so was the girl in the girl in the room, right?
Yeah.
And she's putting on a wig and lingerie because they're trying to spice things
repeating
up.
Repeating the line, oh, hey there.
Yeah, trying to spice it up. I think the issue, this is my thing. I think it was very interesting to start this movie on an argument about master, like basically like him not wanting to have sex with her, but her wanting to have sex. So yeah. In my mind, I'm like, this is about to be like a really big deal. And of course, I'm like, they're all young, so the movie's going to be about sex. And I'm not sure this.
See, this felt, you know, this kind of felt pretty real to me.
Well, I guess it's...
I was like, yeah.
No,
like,
this not, I understand.
I just like the idea of like, this guy just being like, I was watching porn. And then being like caught. And then also like his girlfriend being like, all right, I guess I'll do this role play thing with you. But that... hurting her insecurity, and then them getting an argument, so then they don't, nothing actually happens. And it was like, it just felt like a real couple argument.
I guess my thing is, for me, it's like to open a movie on this, I thought it was gonna have more of a purpose, and maybe it did, I guess.
This was the whole movie. This was the whole, what do you mean more of a purpose? This was the whole movie.
Yeah, no, it was. This was the main. Here's the thing. I guess if you like don't relate to it or don't, you can say like you don't care about, which I guess is fair, but yeah, it is the movie. Yeah.
But it's the movie. It's also bookended on this. Like, this is why, this is,
I hate like, it. I, sorry, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hate it. I actively hated
and
I, it.
And I was like, I sort of struggled with the like, it's like, does this guy deserve to be in prison for the rest of his life? But no. He did.
Does she feel that way? Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
But that's the thing.
Exactly.
It's like,
exactly.
It's like she
he doesn't deserve it, but do I believe it? Yes.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing. Anyway, I firmly think that the entire movie was about built on this, and I don't know if I don't know if I like I'm interested in other things dealing with like swapping bodies and like what mm-hmm. it means to like be another person and stuff, but like as for the engine for what was going on with him, I thought it worked. I thought this was super funny. I was like laughing throughout the scene, like. I really was locked into the tone in the beginning.
Honestly, though, some like the way that Gerard's talking about this does make me realize that this movie is maybe a little bit low-key sexist because it does kind of have like vindictive, crazy ex-girlfriend vibes.
And this is my thing. I always...
Like basically we get two women who are vindictive, crazy ex-girlfriends.
And we don't get like the... They don't get the...
Yeah.
To me, they truly don't get the moment.
That's
like when we get to the end, again, I can understand, like, who said it? It was like some comedian who kept bringing up, like, yo, man, you know, I think at the time it was like Lemonade had came out. So it was like Beyonce, Jennifer Lopez, Halle Berry, all had got cheated on. And he was like, at the end of the day, these are the most beautiful women in the world, but they become regular at some point. Like, yeah, everybody comes right. Like Ryan Gosling at one point will just be a regular ass dude. You know what I'm saying? So I understand the notion of.
Right. Cause it's not, yeah. To cheating is not, it's not, it's like, cause that's what I remember like when, I don't know, there've always been, you know, you'll see the people who the person cheated on and then people will be like, they're not even close to as attractive as the person you were with, you know? And it was like, yeah, cause it wasn't about.
No, it wasn't about,
about this person being attractive anymore. It was somebody else. It was just somebody new. Yeah.
And so I understand this argument. I just think, like, again, if this is the driving force behind this, I don't, for me personally, I understand this happened. Like, you know, this happened in one of my relationships. It's just not enough, I guess, for me to drive a movie. It is like, it is not enough of a crutch because at the end of the day, like, what we get to at the end does not feel worth it to me. Like, I'm sorry, bro. Like, if I was with my partner and she was like, hey, man, like, I don't know, shit get boring. We got to figure out how to spice it up. And then she thinks that, like, her wanting to masturbate, me thinking she needs to be in jail. Like, I don't know. Like,
well,
it's not strong enough.
That's not at the, by the end, that's not what it is.
Yeah, you're boiling it down.
What else
to,
is it?
Like,
well, he basically cheated on her. He cheated on her, right?
He cheated on her. Their relationship is sort of built on. It was built on a thin foundation. So what? So the other stuff that you have to fill in is like 8 years of him not really being interested. 8 years of them not really having sex. 8 years of
which
her,
is crazy
of them of
do you really think it was 8 years
of the
that?
Fights that you yes I do
you think it was
do.
The whole
I think,
time
I would say at least half the time
they weren't married, they had no kids, she couldn't leave,
she definitely could leave yeah
they were married, they had no kids, she could leave. And like,
know,
yeah,
man.
Sure.
I, guess it's not,
I mean,
it's
like,
just,
she totally
I
could
it.
Leave. You know, like,
here's my thing. I hear what Gerard, I both hear what Gerard is saying, and I'm like, I believe that this could happen. And I'm not saying it's right, and also it's maybe unfair to like put. It's almost like this guy. Here's the thing. I don't know, actually. This is tough because I was almost going to say like, oh, we needed more of this in the movie, but we actually did have a little bit of it because we had Brooke and Ruben kind of do, not actually Brooke, or no, no, it was Brooke. Brooke and Ruben
right,
did the same thing.
Who?
So Brooke and Ruben are doing the same thing. They both are also like, I want to be with this, I want to be with somebody else. I want to be with somebody else. I do feel like the movie could have maybe done a little bit more with like everybody wanting to be in different bodies, but I felt like it did enough. It was focused on the one thing, and it was like, I guess I totally get if like you were like, I don't care about this, then this movie is
I mean, you are not going to be locked in. Like, if what essentially amounts to like an unhappy couple
that, it like, is like this is movie's like the break this movie's like the what if it, this movie was the breakup but instead of the breakup they're swapping bodies with they figure all this stuff out
it's never going to hook you, so there's I mean there's no point in-
the movie's about a breakup essentially,
yeah,
but I guess to Jurassic Boy, we could have gotten a little bit more backstory, like it was There was more layers here that we probably could have delved into, because ultimately Shelby, we don't know really anything about her. And if what James is saying is true, which is that the only reason she's jealous of Nikki is because her boyfriend, because she knows her boyfriend likes her, then like I really don't get who she is.
I'm not saying that it's the only reason, but I'm saying that that is a huge part of it. Because
they
might have all, I don't know if they all knew each other, because they all were like
friends
before.
In college. Yeah.
So like the jealousy could have been, it could have already, there could have been something else, you know, before this.
100%. And that makes
but
sense.
But I do think that they, that the relationship started, and I think that she, I feel like she knew that he liked her, maybe knew that he asked her out, or the inkling started sooner, you know?
Right.
You know?
You're obviously right that she had an idea that he liked how she looked. My thing was like, she also liked how Nikki looked. And the way that the movie was setting it up, and I get they didn't necessarily say this explicitly, but it just felt like the movie was trying to say, like, this is the hot girl. Like,
yeah,
this is the girl that everyone understands is hot.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe the script was that way. But
though Ruben liked Maya, and anyway, let's get into it, right? Like, I mean, we're in it.
I think I was also having a hard time keeping up with them.
Rufia.
What's that?
The hashtag for the wedding was Rufia.
Oh, yeah. That was clever.
Yeah.
I like the... Wait, can I say this? I love the way they showed her looking at Instagram and then hearing all the voices of people suing.
Oh, the edits were great.
What an incredible sequence.
That was amazing.
How have I never seen that before?
I literally was like, how have I never seen this before? That's crazy.
Yeah. Even when you split the window, when I think what he just did with editing and stuff, like even in that car while she's on the phone, the camera spins around, but it's like a, it's like the screen is split. So we see both of them. I was like, this is.
See both. I loved all of this.
And also like him, like him talking to her, but then his sound getting muted while she's like not really paying attention and look like all of that stuff was like, oh, it was so good. It was so, this was really well directed and edited. Like,
wow. I agree.
And then I love like when they, so they, when they get to the place, like, I mean, I'm skipping ahead a little bit, but I love when like it's setting up that Ruben likes Maya and like they have a little like the camera
iris
lens
on her.
The
that
iris on her and like pulled in and, like him looking at her and it was like, oh, this dude like, you know, he's about to get married, but he likes this other person. And
like why every time when they, when the friends, I don't know if this was intentional or if, or if it just felt like this because that's what these moments are. I mean, intentionally towards her, or if it was intentional about moments like this, which is like every time they said hi to Shelby in the beginning, it seemed like it was fake. Like it seemed like, it seemed like fake excitement.
Oh, everybody's like, followed by
like, are you guys married yet? You know, but the, but specifically the way they were like, oh my God, like it felt, it felt so fake to me every time. And I don't know if, again, if that was like intentional or more like what those moments feel like.
I think
it,
But also they made you feel like she was going to be weird.
Well, she also was like, she wasn't, she wanted to not go because I guess they were fighting. And I guess like she felt some way about seeing a bunch of her friends and realizing they, like they're about to get, they're, one of their friends is about to get
married.
Yeah,
they're at a wedding
they're
and they're not.
And I do feel like, I don't know if this is what that was supposed to read, but the way that I read it was everybody felt bad for Shelby. Like everyone.
Yeah, everybody knew like, he was never going to do it. Yo.
Almost like, oh. Yeah.
I'll tell you this right now, man.
Yeah.
Could you imagine being, like, could you imagine dating somebody for 9 years and like, look.
That you didn't want to marry?
Bro. No. I'm be honest. I'm going to be honest. I can't imagine being with a woman for 3+ years and her not being like, hey, what's up? You know what I mean? I can't.
Well, and then she definitely has been like, what's up? But the, I guess the question is like, we never, we get the whole thing that what's it, the, what's the guy, Dennis. We get like his whole monologue of like, this is what happened, right? And like, it was good backstory, but sometimes it's always hard when they, when people, when movies withhold backstories for a reveal, because by the time you get it, you're like, okay, but I want more. And then you can't really get more. And like the thing that I didn't quite understand about Cyrus's character was like, I understood him. I understood the idea that he's like, there's this other girl he really liked. He settled for somebody. He's still pining over this person that he first liked. You know, I get that. And I, and he's just walking through a relationship, but like, 8 years does feel like such a long time to be like, why are you here? You know what I mean? Like, why
such
are
a long
you
time.
Not do like, what is this? And I don't know if we quite get that. Like, a, we don't quite get, we get that. We eventually get like, no, what he really wants is exactly what she feared, which is like another person.
Mm-hmm.
But then it, but see, here's the other thing that makes it weird is like, he wanted another person, but just the other body. And then I was like, is this all just about sex? Like, is this really just about sex?
It feels so...
Like, he feels so shallow.
Yeah.
Like, he, like, almost like... And or looks. Like, there was a part of me that was like... Because I know we're saying, oh, it doesn't matter what the person looks like. It could be anyone. It's just somebody new. But I... But... The movie almost wasn't saying that necessarily.
Yeah, because each time he got close to having sex with Nikki, it was Nikki's body. It wasn't Nikki.
Right.
And he's been fantasizing about. So to him, the difference is like now there's a physical body in front of me, you know. And to him, it's like it's hard because there is some potentially something deeper there, but probably not. Right? Because he doesn't, he really doesn't know who Nikki is now, you know?
It's not even that he likes Nikki, it's just his body.
When was the last time he saw Nikki even really in person? Like, it's been 8 years. So if anything, he's pining for who Nikki was and has been, you know, staring at this image of Nikki, you know. So like, yeah, I mean, it is, I do think that, like, to a degree, it is superficial, and maybe it's deeper, but also maybe, you know, we don't have enough time to even go deeper, I think, like, is sort of the, or we don't have the mechanism to go deeper, I think. The movie's not offering that. The movie's not offering that, you know, that chance. It could, but it's not offering that. You know what I mean?
But yeah, I mean, we get who all these characters are. Like, Dennis is the rich kid whose place they're staying at. He hasn't done anything with his life, but he has a lot of money because his parents left him his money. You have Maya, who's supposed to be like,
which one,
I don't know,
which?
New age woo woo type person.
Hey, I couldn't tell what she was doing, but
I mean, it was just, he was kind of just a stock character. And then you had Brooke, who was Brooke the artist who had the color thing?
Yes.
Yeah. Played by Raina Hardesty, who, she looks like she has Asian descent. Is that, that's,
I think, right? She is. I'm looking on her page right now. Let me see. I think this, she's of Japanese descent.
Yeah.
And ancestry, yeah.
And then you had Ruben, who is the person who's getting married. And then we realized that he also has a crush on Maya. And then you have Nikki, who is supposed to be like, yeah, she's got an Instagram account where she has millions of followers. And yeah. I mean, I thought they set up the characters well, like, in the beginning. And then they, like... And then we, like, and it gets pretty, it gets into it pretty quickly. I felt like this movie moved, like, the pace was good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, I mean, I think that also is, like, the editing. Like, when we get, to me the coolest thing in this movie is that opening you kind of mentioned about the texting, but also when we get, when they're like, hey, I invited Forbes, and then they do the retelling of the story. And then it's kind of like,
God, yes.
Then it's just like him in front of like a black like thing. Then someone else pops in. Now all of a sudden the party's popping in. And like, as they're saying the story and correcting each other, like,
so cool.
The figures and stuff are changing. I thought that was so freaking cool, man.
It was incredible. Incredible.
That was my favorite sequence of this movie. I was like, oh,
yeah. There was also like later on where it was like, he was like, it was Ruben's party. And why does everybody say that? It wasn't Ruben's party. It was my party. And then you see like Ruben, like, happy birthday, Ruben, change to happy birthday, Dennis, you know?
I thought it was great.
That was great. The reveal, I love the camera. Like, they went the reveal of Forbes, like, at the, like, knocking on the,
that was
the window. Oh. That was cool. Oh.
Then with him walking in, when Forbes walks in, he walks in super stylized too. Mm-hmm. Oh, this movie's like, the movie just felt cool. Like, and
I didn't know Forbes was, I didn't know Forbes was his sister. But the way he entered was so funny to me and so off.
Great.
And I thought, and now knowing that, it was the first moment
it
that his sister
sense.
Was pretending to be, it's even funnier. that was great. It was so, he was just so weird. What if it's, listen, I had a blast.
Now, would you guys, if somebody
ever
was like,
play this game? Absolutely not. Absolutely. Nobody asked nearly enough questions.
Yeah. They didn't say what it was at first, but all I know is in the first 20 seconds, they all switch bodies and they're all like, what the heck? What the? Which I also love that when we did the split screen of everybody.
Oh,
like,
I love that.
You know? Yeah. And he's just like, okay, everybody freak out. Don't take your things off. You know, like,
he was so calm. He was so calm.
And then they switch back. Yeah. And then they were like, okay. And then he's like, yeah, so I play this game. And I literally would be like, no. Let me tell you something right now. You did not create a machine that can switch consciousness from one body to another to play a party game. Why did you make this?
Makes no sense.
Why did you make this? What is the point of this machine? Because until I know that, I'm not doing anything with it because this is freaking some freaky stuff.
They wouldn't have put no damn electrodes on my head. We wouldn't even gotten no to way, the electrodes
bro.
On the
no
head.
No way, bro.
I ain't seen this dude in 8 years, and 8 years ago he was arrested or whatever the hell it was that happened to him at the end
I
of
know,
that party.
I was like, ain't none of y'all afraid? Ain't none of y'all think?
You're not putting
no
damn
and he was like, oh, I'm putting it on my head. I was like, I don't know how that machine works. You could have some fake electrodes on your head. I don't
and
know
also, did he transfer into somebody else's consciousness in the beginning? Because he knew to turn it off. He knew how to switch it back after those 20
he
seconds.
He did. He was in.
He went to Cyrus's. He was in Cyrus's body, I believe.
And then Cyrus switched it? Okay. All right. I missed that. Happened too fast for me. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Nah, man. There's no way. You know what? Maybe that's why they didn't have any like brown presenting people because we wouldn't have did it. We wouldn't have did it. Niggas would have been like, no.
Nah, Ruben.
Yeah, Ruben did it, but he was, but it's because he was, it was because he was like kind of, I mean, they were all, or a lot of them were drunk and high or whatever, but it was also because Ruben was like, I don't want to get married. Ruben did not want to get married.
Ruben was longing for something else. Yeah, Ruben was longing for something
Ruben
else.
Ruben was not trying to get married the next day. Is
Ruben,
what
I get,
happening.
I get Ruben. I get why Ruben did it. I get why Cyrus wanted to do it. But then, you know, I don't know about everybody. I mean, I get why Shelby wants to do it.
I don't know whose body I'm going into.
Shelby didn't want to do it at first because she was freaked out. She was like, he didn't tell us.
Oh, yeah. She didn't want to do it. And all of a sudden,
she
was all about it.
She was like, whoa. She was like, he didn't tell us what this was. Like, that's a crazy thing to not tell, to not warn somebody about. And I was 100% with her.
Absolutely.
And he was like, didn't you say we should share new experiences? I didn't quite understand why Cyrus wanted to do it unless he was planning on doing what he wound up doing the whole time.
Yeah, that's what I think it is. I think that he thought some hullabaloo could go down between him and Nikki somehow. But it's like, you can't, there's eight of you or however many it was. It's like, you can't plan, like you're not, it's not going
to
work out.
It makes no sense to me. It makes no sense, bro. I'm sorry.
He's fortunate the way that it happened. But then I also wonder if, well, why would the sister, maybe the sister knew too, but like, it seemed like that was also,
why did the sister lie?
I don't even think she just lied. I think she was also setting up some of those moments. Like, she definitely wanted to go inside Dennis's body, right? To transfer the money. She definitely wanted to do that.
Yes.
But then, that's why she lied.
What?
She lied so that she had a cut. She lied. The first thing she lied was because she wanted to cover so that when she transferred the money, if he ever found out, she could be like, that was Cyrus. And Cyrus would be like, it wasn't me, you know?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
There would cause some confusion. Mm-hmm. Okay. So yeah, that's right. She transferred the money.
Doing it the second time, it seemed like, the Nikki thing, it just seemed too intentional. You know, it seemed too deliberate. Like, I didn't, you know, but I don't know. Maybe not. I don't know, but.
Well, I will say this. I was a little bit confused when they like switched the set, like when there was like round two or one, or I forgot, whatever. But like when they switched again and all of a sudden everybody's like just wandering off on their own, I would be like, no. My body stays right here.
Yes.
I am never letting somebody walk away with my body to go where I can't see them.
Yes,
like,
dog.
If this happened, like, bro, you all stay right in front of me. I need to see what people are doing with my body.
We in the room.
Yeah. And I think by then they had established who everybody was. So I think that was why they felt like it was okay. Like, that's the time where you want to leave the least, probably, right? But like, now I know, you know I'm me and I know you're you. Like, but I think that was when.
Right. Yeah. And so, like, now, that being said, I was like, when all this stuff, when the hooking up stuff was happening, I was like, this would happen for sure.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
These people are like, well, technically it ain't my body, so.
100%, dog. 100%.
I would have been too uncomfortable.
I mean,
my body can't.
Agreed.
Not with my body. If somebody wants to have sex with my body, they need to have sex with me. if you want to have sex with my body,
that's my thing. I was like, if you caught somebody, if I walked in on somebody and they were like, and I would be like, bro, that ain't your body.
You ain't got no condoms on, bro. You ain't got no condoms.
That's my condom. That's my.
They established
body.
That you would have the like physical whatever of the like, so you would still be high, you would still have the headache, you would still So like, so right. then you would, I guess, residually know what it was like.
Oh, to I hate have, it.
Like
I hate
residually
that.
Know what it was like to have had sex with someone that you
right. You would
did
feel
or
the fatigue.
Yeah.
I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
I'm with you. I'm with you guys. That
I don't
was
like
crazy.
That at all.
I mean. But it was also like they were like, hey, like, this is in my mind. This is it. You're my, like, whatever. We're in other people's bodies. Like, let's do it.
I will say I was, and this is a hard thing to do. Like, I like the idea of the photo. And then also when they would kind of like go to red and you could kind of figure out who was who.
Was
I don't,
cool.
At a certain part, I'm not going to lie. I think I just had a hard time keeping up with like what was happening because it was like so many characters and like, I don't know. I'm not gonna lie to you. I think my mind mentally checked out when the body of Ruben and the body of like they were in that room. Was it Maya? Like, and they were like about to hook up, but it wasn't Ruben and Maya though. But it wasn't the two.
Sorry.
It was not the body of Ruben. It was the body of Dennis and the body of Maya. Ruben died because Ruben was in
before. I'm talking about before. They were in like a glass
in the mirror room.
In the mirror room.
So that was the body of you're right. That was the body of Ruben, the body of Nikki. Because that was
body
when Cyrus. Cyrus used Ruben. Cyrus was in Ruben's body, but everybody else thought he was Forbes. And so Maya was in Nikki's body. And they were like, hey, like, why don't we like, isn't this kind of hot? Like, isn't this kind of hot that we're in other people's bodies?
And then who was the one who lied and said, it was the sister now who lied and said.
Right. And initially we thought it was Forbes. Yeah.
Got it. Why?
Yeah. And but like we said, we think Forbes, who is really the sister, lied because she was stealing money from Dennis. And she wanted to go off and do that thing. And then, he's like, okay, everybody thinks I'm Forbes in Ruben's body. I have a chance to kiss Nikki. This is what I've wanted to do. So I'm hooking up with Nikki, but then she stops or like, she starts to walk away and he's like, wait, like, don't we want to keep going? And then she's like, oh, that's weird. And he's like, you're the one who's
10, he's like 10 seconds ago. No, but he goes, you were down for this 10 seconds ago. Like 10 seconds ago.
I thought that was so funny and real.
Yeah.
And then they switch again. And then, yeah, okay. So then this is the thing. We get Ruben goes into Dennis's body. And then without knowing who it is, but I guess eventually he did figure out who it was. He was like, he goes over to Maya's body and was like, hey, you want to see the roof? And so they go up. And so Brooke knew it was Ruben. And so Brooke wanted to hook up with Ruben. Like she likes Ruben mentally, but
which
was willing
this?
To use Dennis's body when they are the two on the roof. She's like, I don't care what, but the reality was like, she didn't care. She wanted to hook up with Ruben. and Ruben just wanted to hook up with Maya's body. He didn't care about Brooke. That's the thing it's a similar thing.
Oh, okay.
It's a similar thing of like, the guy is like, I actually don't care about this woman. I just want to look with this body.
I didn't realize that. I didn't realize that Brooke was aware.
The reason that I feel that way is because later on when they die, somebody says like, I knew Brooke always, so Brooke really always did have a crush on Ruben.
Uh-huh. Mm. Okay.
Even though Ruben was in Dennis's body.
Yeah. And I mean, the layers of that are wild.
Well, I mean, I don't know how aware he is of doing this, but he's definitely making some pretty bold statements on gender because he's just like, men do not care about women. men only care about women's bodies. They don't care about their mental thing. And then the women are like, I like, look, if I have to be in another girl's body for you to like me mentally, I don't care whose body you're in. I just want you, like, your consciousness. Because that happens twice in this movie with two different couples.
Well, at least we have Maya going, no, that's weird. I don't want to, you know. Maya at least, like, does Maya as Nikki does reject just doing it for the sake of. Oh, wait, am I saying the same thing?
I don't know.
I think Maya was just getting turned on that they were in different people's bodies, but then.
But then when she saw herself look at her, she was like, that's weird, right?
Yeah, and then she was like, what am I doing? I can't.
Oh, she was freaked out by seeing her own body.
Yeah, because she said her body, she was like, I'm looking at, I just saw my body walk in here and look at me or something like that.
I'm freaked out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Does that help?
No, I think that has nothing to do with
this specific thing that we're saying, or does that hurt?
I think that just took her out of the moment. I don't think that had anything to do. She wasn't hooking up with Forbes because she liked him, and she wasn't hooking up with Forbes because she liked Ruben's body. I think she was just like in like a, this is fun and weird, and then was like, wait a minute, I'm freaked out actually. I can't do this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this death was crazy. I will say that when he first like puts her up on that ledge, I was like, bro, why are y'all making out on a ledge? This is crazy. Like, you making out on a ledge? Like, this is so dangerous. I thought they were going to fall over, but I didn't think the ledge was going to break.
Listen, bro.
Because what happened is the second they go up there, the door is weird. And I was like, oh, man.
Also,
all right.
Listen.
I didn't know this was going to happen during sex.
Wait, because that was actually Ruben. And that was Ruben and.
No,
yeah,
that was.
Yeah. Ruben and.
That was.
And Brooke.
Yeah. No, yeah. Sorry. It was actually Ruben. Got it. And Brooke. Yeah. They died,
and they Ruben and Brooke died, and they killed the bodies of Dennis and Maya. Which, when this happened, I was like, "Truly, I don't know. I can't explain how much I would freak out.
Oh my gosh! And you can't go back in your body.
Imagine
you can't go back in your body.
First of all, two of their friends just died, but it's like so two of my friends just died.
Did.
Two of my friends just died and my body died.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And I will forever be stuck in someone else's body. Yeah. Oh my God. And
everything
no one will
that
believe
happens
me.
After this
no one
makes
ever.
So much sense.
Yeah. I'll tell you this. It was only funny. It wasn't funny, but the fact that at one point they cut back as people were arguing and stuff. These two were fucking so furiously. I was like, yo, this is crazy. I was like, this is crazy. Like I literally remember saying, like, they about to fuck through this balcony. And when they fall, bruh, I'm not gonna lie to you. At one point, I was like, how high is this? I know he fell on the spikes, but I was like, is she dead? I was like, how high was it? Is she hurt or is she dead?
It felt like her eye moved a little bit before, like, she wasn't fully dead yet.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, she didn't.
It took her a little bit.
She got to see her body come up to her, or no? Was it Shelby came up
Shelby
to her?
Came up to her. Well, the body of Shelby came up to her. The body of Shelby came up to her.
Oh, okay.
Right. Because it was Maya going up to her. Yeah. That was crazy.
That was crazy.
And I was expecting someone to die being impaled on that weird sculpture, but I didn't know. I had no idea how that was going to happen. That was crazy. And this also too took it in such a fun direction for me, because then I stopped being as worried about Forbes, because the whole time I'm like, what's Forbes gonna do?
I thought that's what I thought too. Like, man, Forbes is gonna Forbes, I don't know what Forbes is gonna do, but I do not like it. And then I was like, oh, I guess Forbes doesn't have to do anything. They kill him.
This is absurd. Like, you know, and now it's like, what are we going to do? How are we going to get back into our bodies? I loved this switch, this change, and how it affected everybody mentally. Because the shit really started hitting the fan here, and this was all very thrilling to me.
Okay, can someone explain to me the swap in Shelby? Because Shelby goes into straight supervillain mode after this point, and I don't think I understand. Like,
okay. Well, first let's talk about Dennis, because Dennis goes crazy first.
Wait, Dennis is, he's in,
and Dennis
body?
Is like, Dennis is like, we're not, he's in
Cyrus's body. Got it.
Cyrus's body. And Dennis is like, I'm not switching back. And Cyrus is like,
I'm not switching back. We all got to be stuck.
I don't know what you're talking about. Obviously, you have to go into the body of Reuben because Reuben is dead. Give me back my body.
Yeah.
And he's like, no. He's like, that's not fair. Like, why do I have to be stuck in somebody else's body? And he's like, you're going to have to be stuck in somebody else's body anyway. And he's like, why should it only be me? It's the principle of the matter. And I was like, whoa, bro. But here's the thing. Another thing that I was like, this is real. Like, yeah, somebody would do this. And also, it is one of the scariest things because it's like, literally the whole time I was thinking this, I was like, you can't even do anything. You can't beat them up because it's your body.
It's your body.
Like, you can't hurt them. Like, it's like, you're like, I can't do anything. Like, they can, and they could do something.
They could kill my body.
Yeah. It's like, you're literally like, you're like, what do I do? I'm so like, so powerless.
At one point, the response was, what does that mean? And I was like, that's what I'm like.
It's true. He's like, it's the principle of the matter. He's like, what are you talking about, man?
He's like, yo, that's such a real response.
Everyone has to suffer.
Like, no, dog, no. I'm sorry this happened, but man. Yeah, but she went straight supervillain mode. Like.
Yeah, she was like, well, it's a new start.
And I was like, wait, what? What?
I think she was obvious.
Are we talking Maya and Shelby? Or
no,
we're talking about Shelby and Nikki.
Nikki, Shelby and Nikki.
Why did Shelby go like, why did Shelby say initially, like, I'm not going to switch back?
She was, yeah, she kept saying it was a fresh start. And she was like, because then she was trying to get Cyrus, who was in Dennis's body. No.
She was mad at Cyrus. Oh, okay, wait. Okay. Sorry. We forgot to say. So, well, there was the scene where Shelby in Nikki's body. I think this is why. It's because Shelby was in Nikki's body and was trying to hook up with Cyrus. And she could tell that Cyrus was into it, but then he was like, no, because he knew that he couldn't be into it. And so he was like, no, this is weird. And then she was like, you won't touch me. You won't touch me in my body. You won't touch me in her body.
Ooh,
like,
boy,
why
that
won't
was
you
wild.
Touch me?
Boy, that
when
was.
She said that, I was like, oh, damn.
Woof.
So she was pissed at him. I think she was just pissed. I don't think she was actually going to stay in Nikki's body. I think she was just mad.
Remember, she's. So they did a really good cut because when, Ruben slash Forbes slash the sister starts to run with the suitcase and they tie him up. Nikki and I forgot whose body Nikki was in, but she comes, is like, tell what is happening.
She's in Brooks's body.
Brooks' body. And Ruben goes, I believe there's a 50% chance that Shelby's going to try to steal your body. And then they
hijack
then
your
they,
body.
Then they cut to Shelby being like, this is a new start. We could, like, I was like, yo, this is a crazy. She just went straight.
Yeah. Oof. Yeah, but I mean, it was the self-hatred, right? Like, I mean, what they had built before, like, because she was going to try to put Cyrus, now in Forbes, back into Cyrus's body, you know, and then they were going to try to come up with some story to tell the police that, you know, it was actually an accident.
I do think this, though. I got to go back to it. Bray said it at the beginning. They needed to pick a different... Like, this actress did a great job, but she's too... In this... And I do think it looks matter in this part, because if this whole character's...
It would have felt so different, man.
Yeah, if her whole... And I'm only saying it because her whole thing is she feels inferior to this other woman. She wants this other woman's body. But this woman is drop-dead gorgeous. It's hard for me, bro. It's like...
And obviously, like, you know, looks are subjective.
No, this woman.
No, this is tough. This is a tough.
I personally think
this is a tough stance.
I was just going to say, I personally think that, you know, Brittany O'Grady is hotter than this other actress.
This is my thing. Even if you have to debate who's hotter, I think we both can establish that they're very attractive women.
They're like, both obviously attractive.
Y'all saw this woman in lingerie at the beginning of the movie.
Her face is gorgeous.
And
like, you gotta put that. They literally at one point, James, James, at what point? No. No,
wait,
James.
But I also saw her in White Lotus, and she was hot in White Lotus too.
So I didn't see that. James, I'm going off of one scene. There's a scene when they're in the car and Shelby's looking at Nikki's Instagram page and Nikki's like in hot clothes. Then it cuts to her in like a cardigan, but it's just her face. And I'm like, this woman's face card.
Yeah, it's just
it's like, come so on, beautiful. Bro. Come on, bro.
She's so pretty.
Okay, but but listen to what you're saying though. You're saying that there are no hot people who do not dress hot on Instagram. You're saying that there are no if you boil it down to the difference between these two people and say that she can't not be the hot one because she's wearing a cardigan. It's like, that's not.
No. I'm saying she can be. To me, the issue I'm having is that she is hot in the cardigan. Like, the thing is,
yeah, but that doesn't mean she's going to have followers. That doesn't mean she's going to feel hot.
It's not that. But for her physically, for this movie to be about a woman who is objectively, if this woman walked into a bar right now, she is getting hit on. And this woman walks, like, she is objectively attractive. And you're telling me this objectively attractive woman is like, the whole crux is she doesn't think she, I can't.
Exactly. And my point, look, and I'm saying yes, you're right that like people who are very pretty can be insecure and they can look at other pretty people and be like, I wish I had blah, 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 blah. That's real. But the movie positions her as someone who is supposed to just be regular. Like, it's like the whole trappings around the movie is like society sees the blonde girl as like, this is the beauty, objective beauty standard. And we're supposed to look at this girl and be like, she's not as pretty. And that's why she is insecure and has a reason to feel insecure as well, because her boyfriend also thinks that the girl who's supposed to be objectively pretty, who he couldn't get with, like, settled for her, you know? And that I'm just saying that regardless of what people think about Brittany O'Grady or this or Alicia, the other actress, like, I think the movie would have been more powerful if Shelby was played by an actress who isn't as so objectively pretty. Like, if it was like, and I'm not even saying like people aren't necessarily like ugly, but like if this was played by what's Jonah Hill's sister?
I would not suggest any names, Jonathan Braylock.
Yeah,
I would not suggest any names.
Nobody's ugly. What's Jonah Hill's sister's name?
I do not know who you're talking about, Jonathan Braylock.
Yes, you do. Beanie. If Shelby was played by Beanie Feldstein, this movie would feel a lot different to me.
Agreed.
Beanie isn't going around thinking she's the most, you know what I mean? Like, it's just like, if we...
Oh, from what you call it.
Yeah, from Booksmart. What I'm saying is like, you have somebody who understands that they're not the most objectively pretty person, right? And then have a boyfriend who, and then they're looking at this other person who is more objectively like the, or at least meets the societal beauty standards in a different way. And here's the other thing. If this was a dark skinned black woman, it also would feel different, but it's not. Like, if this was Letitia Wright, I would feel like Letitia Wright is very pretty, but Letitia Wright is a darker skinned black woman who doesn't necessarily meet Western standards of like what apex beauty is supposed
racism
to look like. So that insecurity makes more sense, right? Like, I just felt like we needed more of the societal factors in here to like really, it still works, but it doesn't work as effectively to me, because then it does make Shelby feel a little, it's like, it's almost like there's a part of me that's like, well, why are you playing victim? Like, if this guy doesn't like you that much and you know that, why are you here? Like, leave. You can get any man you want. But we wouldn't necessarily feel that way if you have someone in here who doesn't look like a runway model. Then you understand why they're like, well, I really love this guy, and maybe I'm scared that I can't get better. And so I'm trying to make it work with what I have, mm-hmm. as opposed to somebody you look at and you're like, if she left her boyfriend, she could get another guy.
Because you know, she could like get that. Me, James. She could get me. That's what I'm saying. If I saw James, I'd be like, hey, I'm sorry the way this man treated you. All right. No, James, I'd be like, no, I'm just telling you.
James, I specifically like, hey, listen, don't need to hear this.
You don't need no wigs for me. Not until year three. You know what I'm saying? You don't need no wigs for me.
Not till year three.
I'm being honest. I said
this
year three.
This was year eight, you know
what I said three. Hey.
This was year eight, and she tried to surprise my man with the wig, and that man... God. Was already mid jerking off, so he rejected the wig.
He should have told her. I'm telling her she got till year three. That's all I'm saying. You know what I mean?
All right. No.
That was year eight.
No, James, I'm saying.
I'm out.
You're saying he should have told her about the wig. okay. Well, I was on board with this stuff, so I don't see it the same as y'all, but that's fine. The thing that is surprising to me, though, is I know we reviewed Booksmart already, but now I'm looking at this and I see the Jonah Hill.
Yeah, once you know.
And I forgot. We talked. Yeah. Probably talked about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, once
man,
you see it, you
too,
see it.
Right?
Yeah, once you see it, you cannot see it. Yeah. The ending is crazy to me.
So, like, I mean, so I love that they had like they had Dennis go crazy and call the cops with Cyrus's phone and voice and said, I killed these people. And you're like, oh my God.
Like, why? Like, why? Why
the
did
ticking
that,
clock
why?
Was so.
He was upset present. and they were fighting before, and then the ticking clock was there. And they did that well.
Present. So,
and
just
then you
in
didn't know
room.
Who was going to switch because all these people, like, then we had the peanut butter allergy thing, which was great, the EpiPen. And then finally, we get the bodies are switched.
She put peanut butter on her own damn lips.
Yeah.
That's great. And if you don't
so what was
do
that?
It,
what was the point of that again? What was the point of that again?
To
make sure that
they let Forbes look yeah. at the
switches.
Way that it was set up, the way that the switches were set up, so that it could be switched appropriately. Because otherwise, Shelby in Nikki's body would die.
Yeah, Nikki was afraid that Shelby was going to steal her body.
Oh, so she put oh,
but
so
she didn't
had to
know
switch,
that
so
there
didn't.
Was actually. Somebody else who was interested in her body present on the scene. The person who she wanted to look at the switches in the first place.
Yeah, Ruben.
Damn.
Because she thought Forbes was in Ruben's body, which obviously, so she wouldn't think that Forbes wanted to steal her body because Forbes would want his own body back. But yeah. That wasn't Forbes. That was Forbes' sister. Who I guess, I didn't, the only thing that was like, but I let it go. I didn't quite understand why the sister was mad at this entire friend group. Because
no idea why.
It was like, why weren't you just mad at Dennis?
I think she just was festered. Oh, they all lied on him. Remember.
And then later on, he was like, me and Ruben did. And she was like, oh, Ruben did it too. But then, that's still only her. That's still only Dennis and Ruben. Like, what? Why did she hate Nikki and Cyrus and so much? You know?
I don't remember the specifics, but they are all super self-centered. They're all self-centered. Yeah. Nobody's looking out for anybody but themselves. And she was making sure they got theirs.
I guess she was also just crazy. Because a couple of boys, they were like, she gets episodes. And she
like,
literally was in a mental
and she did.
Hospital. Yeah. Okay. I love that after this whole switch thing happens, the first cut we get to is the sister just like
yes.
driving and being
this
like,
was great.
And like screaming at somebody
yes.
and then screaming.
Yes.
And like, you're like, which
this
honestly,
was my first
again,
inkling.
It fooled me.
Yeah,
I didn't have an inkling because everything that they said about the sister was exactly what this woman was doing when we first see her again. Mm-hmm. And I was like, and literally, I was just going to say, here's how much I had no idea what was happening. Even when the sister said, where is my machine? I thought, I thought the twist was, oh, the sister made the machine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was like, oh, that makes sense. The sister made the machine and Forbes stole it from his sister.
I was truly going, I didn't get it. I didn't know until the full reveal, but as I was watching it, I was going, how could that be Forbes? I was like having that thought, and it didn't make sense to me that it, oh, I was like, did he somehow, did they send the body over to the, you know, like I was like, we'll see how this plays out. You know?
So that's hilarious.
I was confused on when the sister slash Forbes shows up and she's talking to Nikki slash Forbes. I was confused, and then we see like the bride.
Dennis Forbes.
That's Dennis.
Dennis, she was talking to Dennis in Forbes' body.
So, what body was Nikki in?
And she recognizes. Nikki got trapped
in Ruben's body
because
she got the worst one. Yeah,
yeah. Because Beatrice is in.
She got Ruben's.
Because Beatrice is in Nikki's body.
Right.
And then the other two are in their actual same bodies.
Which I love that scene too, when he was like, who is this? This isn't Shelby. Who is it? And she was like, this is me. And there is a part of you that's like, is it her? Is it not? Like, and you like kind of can't tell. And like, he kind of can't.
I kept thinking it wasn't at one point. I thought it was like, at that point I was like, is this the sister? But I was like, no. Then we finally saw the sister. And I was like, I thought it was Shelby.
Oh, wow, it is her.
I thought Shelby was the whatever. But wait, so hold on. So Nikki, we don't see Ruben after that switchback though, right?
We just see the one moment in red.
We see one shot in red. We see Ruben and then we see him in red and it's Nikki and then he's like screaming.
Yeah, but we don't see her in when Forbes in the sister's body shows up and we see the other person, we never see Nikki in Ruben's body. Again, like we don't really know
where Ruben is, you know, like where Nikki with Ruben's body is. We just see that Nikki is in Ruben's body.
Yeah. And we do see the bride crying. And so maybe she's crying because it's like he fled. He's like, you know, not doing the wedding or whatever, you know.
Yeah, clearly.
Because my thing is like, my question was like, what happened? So they arrested Cyrus because of the phone call that Dennis did. But Dennis, who was there in Forbes' body, didn't tell them the truth. Like, so they everyone just let Cyrus get arrested.
Because at that point,
everybody
don't nobody like Cyrus.
Yeah, everybody.
Don't nobody like that's Cyrus. Wild.
None of these people were friends, bro. These people are not friends.
Yeah, I would have said, hey, they were having sex up there and fail.
They all thought that Shelby and Cyrus got married. They all thought they got married. They are not friends.
Yeah.
Like in the
they're all not, they're, that's the whole thing is that all of these people were not real friends.
Yeah. But then the Shelby being like, I don't know if I can do that. She was just so cold. But I guess he did cheat. Did he actually have sex with somebody?
He didn't have sex. He didn't have sex. He just made out. But, you know, people consider that cheating.
Yeah, yeah. That's true. That's true.
And he is not. That is not why he's there. He's not there for doing that. She don't care that he kissed. At this point,
I do think that was the final straw.
But do you see this ending as?
No. He's there because she literally gave him. She literally was like, hey. You have to make a choice. Either you get me in my own body or me in Nikki's body. And he was like, great. He's like, bet you in Nikki's body. And she was like, you go to jail for the rest of your life. You dumb. I hate you.
It's on the gas. It's on the gaslighting. It's everything.
But also, and he was gaslighting her. He was lying to her. He was staying in a loveless relationship, which was hurting.
So was she.
I agree. It was hurting both of them. It was super vindictive.
This is evil, dog.
She gave him so many opportunities.
He is in jail for murder.
You have to think about it like this.
We agree that he doesn't deserve this.
He is in jail for murder.
We all agree he doesn't actually deserve
it. he doesn't deserve to be in jail for murder. But I get why she did it. I get why she did it.
I don't.
Okay, but here's the thing. The reason that I really, I love the ending was because of the final line. And the final line was the exact thing he said to her, which was like, he was like, you need to stick up for yourself. You never stick up for yourself, like with the dental hygienist. And he's like, she's like, what would you want me to say? I don't know. Why don't you say you're, you know, I hate you or whatever it is. Like, you deserve to have a rusty shovel, like shoved up your ass, you effing B-I-T-C-H. And then she says that exact line to him. And it's like, well, you did tell her to stick up for yourself.
No, yeah. No,
yeah. And it's like, yeah. he got trapped, bro.
Dog.
It's a hard, it's all, you know, hell, it's a scary movie. You know, it's like a
hell hath no fury. Like a woman scorned. That is a woman scorned.
No, that is, yeah, like a woman scorned.
Listen, I feel you, James. I'm just saying this, my man is in jail for murder.
Yeah. Yeah.
Two people.
Correct.
Two people.
He said behind the glass, what do you want to talk about? Marriage? I will come through the glass.
That was hilarious.
That was the worst thing to say. It was like, are you? This dude is an idiot, by the way. What a dumb dummy.
Sucks.
Like,
he sucks.
How are you going
to
be like,
that is why she's doing this to him.
Negotiate marriage? He didn't even say, he was like, hey, you want to talk about, we could talk about getting married. He didn't even say we can get married. He was like, we could talk about it.
He looked away from Shelby in Nikki's body to look at Maya in Shelby's body to say, I love you, in the fakest, the most ungenuine. This movie, at the beginning of this movie, while he was jerking off to that gangbang picture at the beginning of the
with
movie. With Nikki in his mind, he stuck a knife in her stomach.
Wait.
And he twisted the knife.
Hold on.
For 90 straight minutes.
Hold on. Hold on now.
And he twisted the knife for 90 straight minutes. And then at the end of the movie, she got her groove back. That's what happened. At the end of this movie, Shelby got her groove back. That's what happened.
Never mind. That line is perfect. But there was a little bit of like, I wish he was like, and by the way, I'm hot. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I feel like we should have gotten a little bit of that.
And by the way, like, I'm hot as hell.
Yeah, I love my body. So he got stuck in jail.
Did you see me in the lingerie at the beginning?
I mean, also Nikki didn't deserve to get trapped in freaking Ruben's body. What did she do? She didn't really even do anything.
She did nothing. This whole movie,
they were just jealous of her.
Yes. And she wasn't even a mean girl. She wasn't even that mean.
She got the tragic ending. She did almost kill Shelby, though.
Yeah. Yes.
Because Shelby was trying to steal her body.
Yes.
Shelby's being crazy.
Yo, Shelby is not okay, dog.
The one bad thing Nikki did do was, I mean, I guess we learned.
I don't think anyone deserved to die.
No, I mean, we know that. Yeah, nobody deserved to die.
Shelby tried to take her body, James. Like, that was her plan.
I guess Ruben and Brooke did do the worst thing, so they died. They literally had sex on the night before this man's wedding, and Brooke knew it was Ruben.
Yeah. They even said it. He's like, say you would leave her for me. I was like, oh, y'all messy. This is messy. Say you would leave her for me. I was like, oh my God. Wait, so what's the sister's plan?
She loved that.
What's the sister?
I think it's like live as Nikki until she gets bored.
And she's rich. And she has a suitcase, right?
And she has the money. She has a suitcase and all the money.
Yeah, like, so she can go do whatever she wants. She can switch people's bodies.
She can do literally whatever she wants.
I mean, yeah, scary. Scary.
It's what's inside two. It's what's inside two.
Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. so she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed issue 1 last year.
I know, by a wide margin too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.
Well, it's time for the cause, right? We rate and review films not based on how much we liked it, but whether or not it helps the cause of more.
Does this fit the criteria?
That is the,
does this even fit the criteria?
Yeah. So
can we do
helps,
the cause?
It helps the cause of more leading black actors
in
Hollywood.
I'm going to let y'all know right now, I am putting we up get my a black vote fist? As we speak. Okay? Just so you know.
If it somewhat helps the cause, we get a white palm. If it doesn't help the cause
at all,
this
is my vote.
We don't get anything. All right. On the count of three, we'll raise our ratings for this movie.
My vote.
All right. Here we go.
Is raised. All right.
One. Two. Three. All right, this movie got nothing.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. We haven't done this in so long.
It does have two black actors in it. And Shelby, yes. The character, is kind of the lead. But
is she presenting as black in this movie or even half? And I'm not saying that to be like, I'm not trying to question her, the actual actresses.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a couple things for me. One is like, I actually don't think that that Brittany, even though she's first billing when they go through the care, I don't think she gets to do all that much. There were periods where I felt like she wasn't, we were like watching the,
yeah, because we're not watching her
doppelganger
as much.
Or the body.
Yeah.
You know? So there's that. Then there's like the fact that I don't think she's presenting as black in this, because we do talk about race twice in this movie, and each time it's involving, yes, Ruben. It's, yeah, not involving Ruben. Her. Yeah. And so that's a little weird to me, you know. And so then, you know, so I don't feel like this is a movie that is promoting black actors. I appreciate that people of African descent have roles in film. I appreciate that, you know, but it does not feel like this is a movie that is promoting the cause of more leading black actors in Hollywood, to me.
Well said.
Yeah, I agree.
Bless you.
I agree, exactly. Yeah, I agree.
Else to be said.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah.
All right. Well, guys, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Listen, a lot of great things that we got to tell you about. BlackMenPodcast.com is our website. On our website, you can find a link to our Patreon and or Red Circle, where we do exclusive bonus episodes every 2 weeks. So we have a bunch of episodes already on there. Another one's coming out next week. They come out every 2 weeks. We just reviewed Pulu's horror film, Mr. Crockett, which is a crazy wild film.
Hell yeah.
We've done so many fun things on there. So check that out. It's $5 a month. It helps support this podcast and keeps it free. So if you can, please sign up for that. You could follow us at Black Men Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. You could follow me at John Braylock. My website is johnbraylock.com. I have a bunch of shows coming up, like improv shows. And I actually did the work and I put my shows up on my website. So you can go there, click shows. Okay. If you're in Los Angeles, California, actually, hold on. A lot of these shows have live stream now. There's live streaming options.
Yeah.
So you don't have to be in Los Angeles, California. You can watch them, I think, even cheaper than if you went in person on live stream. It's very fun.
And can you watch them after the fact, or can you only watch them in the block?
I think like a week after the fact, generally, or something like that.
Mm-hmm. I still haven't been to Herald. I got it. What time are those shows also on Mondays?
So they're either 7 or 8. There's two slots, 7 or 8:30, and this she is, you know, rotates in between. I believe this, I forgot when this is coming. Yeah.
I'm going to have to catch a Thursday one.
Anyway, that's all for me.
You can follow me at Rule of Three Inc., ruleof3inc.com. November 14th, Fairly Odd Parents is going to be on Netflix. Please watch it. You know, it's, again, like I said, I think the last time I'm not an optimist when it comes to whether or not we'll get a season two, but it will. These numbers will help if they, you know, run the numbers. Let's run the numbers. Please watch the show. It's a great show. I really think we did a great job, and I'm not just trying to pat myself on the back. I think it's a good show if I had nothing to do with it.
Pat yourself on the back too, brother. Pat yourself on the back. You know what I'm saying?
So please watch it. Watch it. Run the numbers.
Do I have anything to promote right now? I actually have canceled shows. Nope. Just follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Jerome Milligan. That's it.
Also, if you rate and review us on iTunes, give us 5 stars. We'll read your review on the air. We finally got a new review. This is by Son of Stoddard. It says, incredible film reviews. Love what these fine gentlemen do week to week. They are hilarious and insightful and often completely change my view of recent films. I always feel smarter after hearing them dissect a movie. What an incredible, thank you so much. That was an incredible,
bless you,
review of our reviews.
Beautiful.
All right. Stay safe, everyone. We will see you in 2 weeks, and hopefully by then, man, I'm not even going to jinx it. Go vote. All right, peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the reproductive rights amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.